Another dimension of McNeice's work I've always admired is what I can only describe as his way with time in a lyric. And so if you just hold that thought, as they say, and I'll read a couple of poems which have something to do, I think, with time. The first one is called "Liverpool Disappears for a Billionth of a Second," as I sometimes wish it would. And it indicates a complicated relationship with the place that I called home, or used to call home. "Liverpool disappears for a billionth of a second. Shorter than the blink inside a blink the national grid will sometimes make when you'll turn to a room and say, was that just me? People sitting down for dinner don't feel their chairs taken away, put back again, much faster than that trick with tablecloths. A train entering the Olive Mount cutting shudders, but not a single passenger complains when it pulls in almost on time. The birds feel it though, and if you see starlings in shoal, seagulls abandoning cathedral ledges, or a mob of pigeons lifting from a square as at gunfire, be warned, it may be happening. But then, those sensitive to bat squeak in the backs of necks, who claim to hear the distant roar of comets on the turn, these may well smile at a world restored in one piece, though each place where mineral Liverpool goes wouldn't believe what hit it, all that sandstone out to sea, or meshed into the quarters of Cologne. I've felt it a few times when I've gone home. If anything, more often now I'm old, and the gaps between get shorter all the time.